Blog Talk Radio.
Show, you are now on the War Report. This is episode 15. I'm your host, Tony Smith, and thank you guys for listening in via Blog Talk, Pal Talk, Podbean, YouTube, Periscope, Facebook Live, BitChute, Ustream, Daily Motion, and all of our other social media networking sites that we're live streaming. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We've got a great show for you today. The name of today's show is a good to be on because basically the Democrats and their reaction is ridiculous. But anyway, the name of the show is the Singapore Summit, the DOJ IG report, and the Democrats' response. Now, we're going to get right in it because we got a lot of stuff to cover. So we're going to go to the first clip. Now, this is Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and this is a speech he had at the summit, the Singapore summit, because we're going to talk about the Singapore summit first, and then we're going to go into the DOJ IG report. Again, we want to try to bring you better broadcasting, a more visual. So we need your donations. If you see in the links, you can see where you can donate. Please click the links and donate as you can. Thank you, guys. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this clip. Let's listen.
Strong circumstance. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations. Nearly 70 years ago, think of that, 70 years ago, an extremely bloody conflict ravaged the Korean Peninsula. Countless people died in the conflict, including tens of thousands of brave Americans. Yet while the armistice was agreed to, the war never ended to this day, never ended. But now we can all have hope that it will soon end, and it will soon end. The past does not have to define the future. Yesterday's conflict does not have to be tomorrow's war. And as history has proven over and over again, can indeed become friends. We can honor the sacrifice of our forefathers by replacing the horrors of battle with the blessings of peace. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we have done. There is no limit to what North Korea can achieve when it gives up its nuclear weapons and embraces commerce and engagement with the rest of the world that really wants to engage. Chairman Kim has before him an opportunity like no other, to be remembered as the leader who ushered in a glorious new era of security and prosperity for his people. Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that. This isn't the past. Another administration that never got it started and therefore never got it done. Chairman Kim has told me that North Korea is already destroying a major missile engine testing site. That's not in your signed document. We agreed to that after the agreement was signed. That's a big thing. For the missiles that they were testing, the site is going to be destroyed very soon. Today is the beginning of an arduous process. Our eyes are wide open, but peace is always worth in this case. This should have been done years ago. This should have been resolved a long time ago. But we're resolving it now. Chairman Kim has the chance to seize an incredible future for his people. Anyone can make war, but only the most courageous can make peace.
Okay, that was President Trump, and that was after they signed it. Now we're going to go right to the next clip and pull that clip up about President Trump signing it. This was after he signed it, but let's listen to the clip of him signing the summit or signing the peace accord, and then we'll talk about it after that. So basically, the situation, what the Democrats are trying to, but what the Democrats are trying to paint this as somebody with a dictator. And that is so hypocritical of them because during the 8 years of the Obama administration, Obama expanded the war in Iraq, expanded the war in Afghanistan, launched five new wars through the Arab Spring in Libya, Tunisia, Yemen, Sudan, Somalia, Ukraine, and Syria. All of these are under the Obama administration. Obama president to go an entire 8 years in war. His entire two terms were as a war president. First president ever, but yet he wins the Nobel Peace Prize. So these Democrats are hypocritical, and all of the Democrats who are Democrats, you need to leave that party and come to the Green Party because you don't want to go over to the Republican Party because you're still a part of the oligarchic duopoly that the deep state did control, but Trump, who represents the shadow government, is dismantling the deep state to put control back into the hands of the shadow government, when in fact what we need to do is withdraw ourselves from the oligarchic duopoly that these two governments use to control the United States government. So give you a clip of Bill Maher and his response to this summit. But I want you guys to listen to Trump and Kim Jong-un as they signed the joint document. And then as you heard previous, what President Trump was saying is that, you know, this is unprecedented situation. To let you guys know is that there is $6 trillion of untapped those resources because, one, China was blocking the West from that market, and two, the sanctions from the West did not allow for North Korea to be able to extract those minerals and natural resources. So therefore, for over 65 years, those minerals and resources have been untapped. Now, what are we doing as the West? Are we doing Libya, where we got Muammar Gaddafi to give up his nuclear and chemical weapons
and then go and invade his country and take all of his gold and all of the country's resources on behalf of the UN, NATO, and the corporations, the central banking cartel, as well as the military-industrial complex and the oil company. Is this what's going on? Is this what they're doing? Why they want to have peace in on the Korea Peninsula? Is this what it's really about? We'll find out eventually, because the American press loves war, so they will be good over the prospects of taking over that country if that should happen. And us as the American people need to rise up if that were to ever occur. But let's listen to the clip of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Also, just to let you guys know, on Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, on all of those sites, you guys, if you look in the description, you'll see the links to these YouTube versions of these audio clips that I'm playing, so you can look these things up for yourself for the visual effect of it, as well as when we start talking about the IG report, I actually have a PDF of that IG report, and we'll read that as well as go over some talking points that, you know, the mainstream media is talking about. So we'll get both sides on that here shortly. But let's go ahead and listen to this clip. We'll talk about it from there. Let's listen.
So I'm signing a very important document, pretty comprehensive document. And we've had a really great term together, a great relationship. I'll be giving a news conference at 2:30, which is in a little bit less than 2 hours, and we'll discuss this regulation. In the meantime, I believe that they'll be handing it out on behalf of Chairman Kim and myself. And we're both very honored to sign the document. Thank you.
But did you guys see here Kim Jong-un when he speaks? He's okay, and he's like, excuse me, he's like, and I'm not making fun, but it's just funny to hear him talk after not listening to him. And when you look at his face, you don't think he's going to have that strong voice like that. But it's pretty amusing, you know, not trying to insensitive, but it's just how he sounds or what have you. And I'm not saying, oh, political correct, try to be. No. I'm just trying not to be insensitive to some people who are serious about this, you know, funny little things within it. So that is why I wanted to apologize if anybody was offended for or through insensitivity in that regard. But as you can see, Kim Jong-un is putting himself up to be the greatest leader. I mean, when Trump put that in his ear that he could be the greatest leader of all time, do you know that Trump is good, and all Geminis are good at rubbing your ego? They are very good at stroking your ego. And that's pretty much how Trumps get things done. He's a hardliner, and then he strokes the ego as he is pushing against them in negotiations. And you have to admit, this president is the best president we've had in that regard, and in keep his constituency. Now, I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that the promises that he kept. Like, I don't agree with the stupid wall and, you know, a number of other things. Him signing off on the DAPL pipeline as well as the Keystone XL pipeline, and both of those pipelines have exploded since. I didn't like that. there's a number of things I didn't like. So does that mean that everything Trump does is bad? No. This Korean summit, however devilish it is behind the scenes, is actually a good thing for peace, for them to even get it done. So us as the people of the world need to stand, like, if you're going to be on peace. Don't try to be peace and then turn around with war like we did with Libya. So that's the an agreement. And, you know, the Democrats, even Bernie Sanders, rather than congratulate Trump on that accomplishment, you know what they did? They said Trump is entertaining and is now friends with the dictator. And I should have got that clip, but look, find on YouTube the clip of Dennis Rodman when Cuomo talked to him on CNN, and he's telling how he didn't know anything about the tension between the United States and North Korea, and, you know, that he would be in a bad situation if he were to come home from. He was just playing exhibition basketball. What he does for his life is basketball. So he was doing an exhibition basketball game in North Korea because Kim Jong-un liked basketball. Thing about it, when the media, he comes home and the media asks him, so what's he like and all this and that. He's like, he's a great person, this and that. And then they use that thought process to shame him, and he got death threats. So he was the first to go into North Korea to ease tensions. And then when he tried to get with Obama because Kim Jong-un seemed to be softening his stance against the United States as well as South Korea, Obama didn't listen. So give that to Trump. You're a biased neoliberal, and that's just my view. Let me pull this clip up for you. Pretty much the Democrats' response, because Bernie, of all people, even said that Donald Trump understand that Kim Jong-un is a dictator, and him being close ties with dictators, you're going to have to wonder what's Trump's plan behind the denuclearization of North Korea, and if the denuclearization of North Korea is even possible, this has been done before. No, Sanders, it hasn't been done before, not to this extent. Has Kim Jong-un been ill, either, or the other one? Have any of them met with the South Korean president? No. Have any of them signed between? No. This is the first. So, but you know, the neoliberals, they don't want Trump to succeed, regardless, because they don't care about America, brothers and sisters. They don't. Nor does the Republicans, for that matter. But the mission to dismantle this state, which is a good thing, because if it was still around, the deep state would be in control and we would be in World War III right now. So for all, you know, I don't particularly like Trump as a person, but it doesn't matter. Identity politics does not matter. It doesn't matter if you like him or not. What matters is, what is he doing? What is he getting done? What is he doing for and against the country? And then people, oh, he's a puppet. Okay, he's a puppet. But are these things good? So let's take a listen to this Bill Maher clip. And this is what Bill Maher actually said, that it would be good for an economic crash because of this summit. He wanted in the, and he tweeted it out. You can look up the tweet. He wanted Trump to fail in Singapore and there to be an economic crash. Let's just, from his
mind. The economy is going pretty well.
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my question. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy. This economy is going pretty well. We have to, what? Why is that funny?
It is going well for now.
For now, right. That's my question. Is, like, I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession. Yeah. Sorry if that hurts people, but it's either root for a recession or you lose your democracy. This economy is going pretty well. We have to.
I just wanted you guys to listen to that a couple times. This economy is going pretty well. Isn't that what we elected Trump for as a people? I didn't vote for him. I voted for Jill Stein, which I've been voting for the Green since 1996. But isn't that what the American people voted for Trump for? Was for a better economy? Didn't 78% of the American people say we were going the wrong direction? And Trump has gotten the economy back running good? And this guy, a Democrat, a neoliberal, Bill Maher, is hoping for an economic crash. You want to know why they like economic crashes, the elitists? It's because they get quantitative easing, and they can make money off the quantitative easing. And then Bill Maher goes on to say, I'm sorry if that hurts somebody. What kind of crap is that? This is how out of touch these neoliberals are. This is why you need to leave that party. Leave the duopoly altogether. Don't think just because Trump is doing a good job in the economy, and, you know, he is drawing down the wars in Syria, beating ISIS in Iraq and Syria, defunded the covert CIA operations in Iraq and Syria, drawing down in Afghanistan. He wants to pull the troops out of North Korea, but the Democrats don't want that done either. Let's read that article real quick here, and then we'll go to talk about the, because I don't want to run out of time before we get to the IG report, but I want you guys to check this out. This is crazy, man. But that's their response to Trump going to the summit. That's their response. But let's take a listen to this. And this, now this is from, let's listen.
To ABC's Bob Woodruff is in Seoul, has the latest on that part of it. Good morning, Bob.
Well, good morning, Robin. Yes, here in South Korea, most people are very, very happy with how all this went. As for the North Koreans, we honestly don't know exactly how they feel, but what we do know is they got more news than ever before. North Korea's most famous newsreader, dressed in traditional pink and black dress, announced the unexpected news to a nation accustomed to being in the dark about the movements of their leader, Kim Jong-un. For the very first time, the isolated nation learned about their leader's movements while he is still outside the country, showing these select images of Kim Jong-un's journey to Singapore in the state newspaper and on state television. Prior to the announcement from the internationally known anchor, most North Koreans were unaware of where or when the meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un was supposed to take place. They were more accustomed to seeing their leader like this, touring local restaurants. In South Korea, the reaction was generally positive. Most I spoke to relieved, others upset because they spoke mostly about nuclear bombs, very little about human rights.
If they don't talk about human rights today, are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay. Then what's the point of having a peace talks?
Okay, and then on the situation of human rights, a lot of that human rights situation is the United States' fault for the sanctions that have been put on North Korea for 65 years. So, you know, for people to be talking about human rights violations, and yes, there is human rights violations in North Korea. Yes, there is concentration camps. Yes, it is a communist. But why? You got to look up the Korean War, brothers and sisters. You have to understand history to understand the future and the present. But let's check this out. A pair of U.S. Senate Democrats introduced a bill Wednesday after the summit to prevent President Trump from unilaterally drawing down the American troop presence on the Korean Peninsula. Not necessarily because he said he will, but because they don't want to rely on Kim Jong-un's word, and he doesn't. President's hand, but don't go that far, are already closer to being passed as part of an essential military policy bill. So what's that? That's the military-industrial complex letting the Democrats know, hey, you better get this together. Legislation from Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Get him out of there. And guess who else? Tammy Duckworth, the Iraq vet hero, military industrial complex, a Democrat from Illinois, from withdrawing troops from South Korea unless the Secretary of Defense says it's in the interest of national security and that it would not undermine the security of allies in the region. First of all, the president is the commander in chief. Who gives a crap what the defense secretary says? The defense secretary serves at the president's pleasure, not the other way around. These Democrats used to love the imperial presidency until it's not in their hands. They're freaking hypocrites. It's ridiculous. During his summit with North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un, Trump announced that the U.S. would be ending a large-scale annual military exercises conducted with South Korea, but instead that the status of the 28,500 American soldiers on the peninsula was not up for negotiation and he would eventually draw down. They are going to stay, draw down. The senators, and here's their quotes. They're going, he didn't even discuss that. That wasn't discussed. But he also, and this is to Trump, said during the press conference that he wants to draw the troops down in Korea at some point. So the Democrats are blocking that, just so you know. You're Democrats, who all you Democrats out there, your party's blocking peace. Yeah. Your party's blocking peace, and they're hoping for an economic crash. That's what your party's doing. It's ridiculous. So we're running out of time, brothers and sisters. Let's go ahead and move on to the IG report. So that's with the summit situation. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Let me go ahead and let's get the IG report, and let's listen to Trump's press conference on the IG report. So let's take a listen to that.
I think I did the country a tremendous favor by firing him.
Well,
I think actually, if you take a look, when he totally exonerated her last, because I call it Comey 3. He had 1, 2, and then he had Comey 3. He totally exonerated her. And if anything you're saying is correct, what she did is they tried to pretend it didn't happen. I would have gone out there and I would have had the greatest news conference in history. They tried to pretend the exoneration didn't happen. Now, the exoneration wasn't correct because there's no way they could have checked that number of emails in just a few days. But if you remember, just before the election, he went out and he exonerated her, and they didn't even talk about it. That was the greatest political mistake. Now, with all of that being said, I won Wisconsin, I won Michigan, I won states that, you know, a Republican hasn't won in many, many decades, years. She didn't do a good job, and you never gave me credit for doing a great job. But the fact is, I did.
Mr. President, there was a Fox report. There was a Fox News report this week that the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is pushing back and threatening to investigate the congressional investigators who just want documents. Do you think that that is?
Well, I hope that's not so, and I know they're getting documents. And I purposely look. If you see what I've done with North Korea and with the State Department, Mike Pompeo, it's running so well. I have this running so well. I have purposely, because of this ridiculous witch hunt, I have said I'm going to stay away from the Justice Department until it's completed. So I wanted to stay away. Now, that doesn't mean I have to, because I don't have to. I can get involved. But I don't want you people to say that I'm interfering, that I'm doing anything. I think that the report yesterday, maybe more importantly than anything, it totally exonerates me. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. And if you read the report, you'll see that. What you really see is you'll see bias against me and millions and tens of millions of my followers. That is really a disgrace.
Mr. President, and yet if you
look at the FBI and you went in and you polled the FBI, the real FBI, those guys love me and I love them.
I think
that whole investigation now is look, the problem with the Mueller investigation is everybody's got massive conflicts. You have Weissman, who was at Hillary Clinton's funeral, meaning her party that turned into a funeral. And they were screaming and crying, and they were going crazy. How can you have people like this? So you have, I call them the 13 angry Democrats. You have a tremendous animosity. Now, here's the good news. I did nothing wrong. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. The IG report yesterday went a long way to show that. And I think that the Mueller investigation has been totally discredited.
Talking so passionately about the circumstances that led to Otto Warmbier's death.
Yeah.
In the same breath, you're defending now Kim Jong-un's human rights record. How can you do that?
You know why? Because I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family.
Well, and yeah. By the way, you just said the nuclear threat for North Korea is over.
I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship. I want with many other countries, and what I've done, if you remember, if you're fair, which most of you aren't, but if you're fair, when I came in, people thought we were probably going to war with North Korea. If we did, millions of people would have been killed. I don't mean like, you know, people saying 100,000. Seoul has 28 million people 30 miles off the border. You would have had 30, 40, 50 million people killed. Who knows what would have happened? I came in, that was what I inherited. I should have never inherited. That should have been solved long before I got there. I did a great job this weekend. The fake news said, oh, you met. It's the only thing they saw that I gave up. One broadcast said, he gave up so much. You know what I gave up? I met. We had great chemistry. He gave us a lot. You haven't had a missile test in 7 months. You haven't had a firing. You haven't had a nuclear test in 8.5 months. You haven't had missiles flying over Japan. He gave us the remains of our great heroes. I have had so many people begging me, parents and fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, wherever I went, could you please get the remains of my boy back? to giving them back. Nobody thought that was possible. Wade is old. They're doing so much for us. And now we're well on our way to get denuclearization. And the agreement says there will be total denuclearization. Nobody wants to report that. So the only thing I did was I met. I got along with him great. He is great. We have a great chemistry together. That's the good thing.
Now, how can you love your people if you're killing them?
I can't speak to that. I can only speak to the fact that we signed an incredible agreement. It's great. And it's going to be great for them, too. Because now North Korea can develop, and North Korea can become a great country economically. It can become whatever they want. But there won't be nuclear weapons, and they won't be aimed at you and your people.
Okay, and they harassed him a lot more after that. But he's right, you guys. He's right in what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? If you paid attention, he's absolutely right. And you know what they went straight to? He's killed his people. What talking point is that? Is that not the military-industrial complex talking point for every dictator, except for the one in Saudi Arabia? Saddam Hussein. Oh, he's incubating babies and he's killing his people. Gaddafi. Oh, he's killing his people. Assad. Oh, he's killing his people. The only reason why the situation is the way it is in North Korea is because of their fear of us. Fear of us doing to them what we've done to every country almost, and the sanctions. So, and also the ideology is communism. So you'll have that. But now that this has happened, there's no excuse. So now you can actually say if he continues to do this, he is actually a wicked person. But we're almost out of time, brothers and sisters. We got about 5 minutes left. But I wanted to read the IG report. I wanted to go over a number of other clips as well. I wanted you guys to hear, well, let's hear the Democrat press conference, because I wanted you guys to hear both sides. So I want you to hear the Democrat press conference. And if we have time, we'll go over.